J'avoue, comme tu parlais tantôt des gens qui ruinent, comme, mettons ta chance d'avoir une place dans cette communauté, t'sais. Est-ce que tu penses que les Olympiques ils font partie de quoi?
Well, you see, now it's really hard to rent an apartment on the east side because they're saying it's for the Olympics, which it's going to be in Whistler. It's not going to be here. It's going to be in Whistler. And it's for two lousy weeks. So they're going to screw all these people's lives up by shutting down the hotels to repair them when those people that are coming to the Olympics, they're not even going to rent a room down on the east side on Skid Row. They won't even think about it. They'll go to the West End. They'll go up Kingsway where all the hotels are. But they're all going to try to get towards Whistler, anywhere closer to Whistler. You know? So, I don't know what they're thinking. Yes, there'll be tourists around, but you know what? When you come in from the airport, they tell you, don't go downtown Hastings in Maine. So they know, they see it on TV, they hear it on the news. When there was that cop show, what was it called? Serve and Protect. It's all about the east side downtown here. So they've seen it all, so you know. They think these people that they're gonna pay $300 a night for a stupid room. You gotta piss down the hallway with rats coming in and out. They can fix it all they want. You'll still have the rats, the cockroaches, the bed bugs. It's in the building. They're not tearing down the building and rebuilding it. And the ones that they did do that with, it's to make condos like. None of us is ever going to be able to rent a condo. We don't got good enough reference because we're downtown. You know? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And do you think it's possible as well with the tourism that will come in that they would like this downtown east side that's considered dangerous and menacing to those tourists to be like a novelty or like a museum? Maybe more?
Well, okay. That's what they do. You see, they come down, like they got buses of groups of people, and they come down. Ha-ha, you see, these are the junkies, and right away they label us. Even if you're not, you want to sit in Pigeon Park just to have a cigarette. Well, you're a junkie because you're in the park. Oh, but you could go up to the park on Canby right here. It's okay. You're not a junkie. You're either a student from the college there, or you're buying your weed. You know, it's a no-win situation. It's like you get those sightseeing bus, and you pay $40 to get on it. So they can tell you, this is Skid Row. These are drug addicts, and they will hurt you. All of them. Yeah, so you see this 90-year-old lady walking out of one of these rooms with her dogs. And watch out. She's a drug addict. But she's not. But they'll say she is, right?
C'est comme ici, même le monde nous dit, fais attention si vous laissez votre porte ouverte, parce que n'importe qui pourrait venir vous voler. Et la première personne... qui est rentré ici après comme, tu sais, un mois de laisser la porte ouverte ici, puis là,
c'est la police. Police. Yeah. La police va tout amener parce que les autres pensaient que c'est peut-être vide ici pour les autres pour le mettre ici puis prendre les photos.
Mm. Puis les excuses de la police dans ce temps-là, ils disent, c'est des gens qui disent la porte est jamais ouverte. People said that they never saw this door open, so it made it suspicious. On this right, they felt that they had to open the door, you know?
That's bullshit. They're just trying to get up to see if they could use the windows. Whenever the police go up in these places, these are apartments. They're not rooming houses. This is an apartment. They're trying to get up here so they could use the windows to take pictures in front. And what do? They fix up a nice place called the Lux, and they put it right down in Skid Row. Not everybody can live there, though. If you're married, well, your husband's got to have a room and you got to have a room. Can't live together, God forbid. God forbid. No. They won't allow it.
J'aimerais ça aussi connaître ton point de vue sur comme... Est-ce que tu trouves que... C'est quoi la différence d'être une femme dans le lieu?
Pour les femmes, c'est meilleur parce que les autres ont plus des places, ils n'ont pas aller chercher du manger.
Ah ouais?
Oui. Pour les hommes, il n'y a pas grand place. UGM, Mission, and the Harbor Lights. And then you got that little street church right there. And then you got the street church. You could go in when they open it and go in and eat, you know. But it's better for women down here. There's more things for women than there is for men. Like women, you got the UGM for women. You got Wish. You got the Downtown East Side Women's Center. You got... There's a little place right by my place. I don't know what it's called, but it's for women to go there, have coffee. I've never been there, so it doesn't interest me. You know, it's too secretive. So, what kind of questions they ask? Where are you from? Where do you live? What do you do? Are you an addict? Do you do drugs? Do you drink? Do you prostitute yourself? Well, I thought this was a drop-in center. We could come here and have a coffee. So where's your wire? You work for the police? What? You know? Because nobody's allowed to ask you where you're from. You know, they could ask you your age if you look young, to see if you're a minor. And if you're a minor, they'll send you to that convent house there. And then you got... places where you can buy cheap food, like the Carnegie, which is good. For $2, you could have a big meal for supper. You got the Gathering Place, same thing, but it's more for younger people like you guys, right, than older people. Women's centers for elders. They say kids, but why would they let any kids walk in there? They know they find needles on the floor all the time. They find crack pipes on the all the time on the floors. So why would you want to bring your kid in there anyways? There's other centers you could bring your kids.
Pourquoi tu penses qu'il y a plus de place pour les femmes?
Because there's more women.
Oh yeah.
There's more women than the men. There's more women than the men out there. You walk down the street. Count how many guys and count how many girls you just counted on that one block. You got more women than men. And then the most men you see, they're dealers. Given out to the junkies to put out for them. So it's... There's a lot more things for women out here. But... It's not really all that good for the women either. Place to eat without men, but then they sneak out the food for the men. So, you know, might as well just open it up for everybody. You know what I mean? So less places like the men's, they get slop more than they get real meals, you know. You got the UGM, that's good though. Mission Impossible, I don't know, never been there. You got the living room, that's for psychiatric patients. And they get good meals there. You got the... what's that called right by Oppenheimer Park?
Life Skills.
Life Skills. Now, why would you call it Life Skills?
Trying to reintegrate into
society. Like, at one time there was courses there, but those programs are done and over with. Girls get the diplomas, they leave it on the ground, they lose them. No big deal, they'll never get hired. They got tracked from head to toe. They're always high, so they can't think. Then they bring you in these places and they say, well, we're going to send you to detox. Well, if the person don't want to go to detox, person don't want to be clean, she's being forced or he's being forced to be clean, he'll do it just to shut them up. but yet they'll walk right out to have a cigarette and do drugs because the dealer stands right outside the door. So you can't stop nobody from doing drugs unless they want to be helped themselves. A lot of people don't have family no more. So why not sit there and get high all day?
Ah, puis c'est fucké aussi, ce que j'entends dire des centres de détox, généralement, c'est juste que vraiment, genre, contrôler, comme la drogue, elle va être remplacée par, comme, Dieu ou par...
Non, c'est comme, tu t'en vas, OK, tu rentres dans un détox, tu lâches l'héroïne, les autres te donnent le méthadone. Là, tu pognes ça à vie. Là, tu veux plus faire ça, le méthadone-là. Ben, ça peut t'être tué parce que tu t'es même habitué à quelque chose. Ou tu t'en vas pour le crack. Les autres veulent te mettre sur le méthadone-là parce que tu fais du crack. Les pilules. Ben, tu t'en vas à une place même. Les autres te donnent une pilule pour dormir, un Valium. What's the more... That's more addictive Valium. It's like, they replace one drug to a synthetic drug. You get out, you still got the habit.
They replace it with legal drugs.
Yeah, synthetic.
Yeah.
So you still got the habit, regardless. Because every addict's going to try it once. Oh, those are nice. Everybody's going to try it once they're in a detox. Oh, I don't feel good. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, I need something for the pain. I'm sick. So they all get drugs to replace their drugs. So that just keeps them on edge so they can function every day and maybe get their brain back a little bit. Because if you're on coke and heroin, you can get your brain back. But if you're on crystal meth, it eats your brain. So you could be rid of crystal meth, but yet you're already fucked up. You're disabled now because half your brain's eaten from the crystal meth. So regardless... So no win situation again. You want to be detoxed, you got to do it for yourself, and you got to go far away to do it. You can't do it in a downtown recovery or anything. What for? It won't work. You still end up doing drugs.
How do you feel about safe injection sites and like harm reduction sites?
Well, that's okay, but when they all start having people, you know how many people have died at this insight? It's like, I thought they're there to monitor you, how much you're doing. And making it safe for you. Well, what kind of safe is that? You know, sit there and watch people OD. It's just a place where they can sit down and not have the pigs.
They say as well they've got mirrors in there, so what they do is that when people can get high, they can look at themselves in the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
So that they can calm down.
They don't calm down. Some people pump up with that. Mm. You give my husband a mirror, he'll pump up. Mm. He's not going to calm down. I don't look in the mirror when I'm high. What for? So I can look at myself all fucked up? No thanks. They say it's a safe place that they can monitor your high. That's why they came out with them. So they can monitor your high. That's bullshit. First week it was there, there was 3 dead overdoses there. So they don't monitor shit. That's just another way for the government, people to get money from the government because they open an injection site. So they gotta buy the needles. That's all they buy, needles and alcohol swabs. Rubber bands to hold your arms so you can do a fix. It's all the same thing. Like, you know, instead of making those places, make some affordable housing for everybody. And safe injection site, it's not safe. It's not. I don't understand that part, and I never will. I have 3 friends that died at this injection site. They did a little too much. They were excited. They got their dope. That by the time the ambulance get there, they take their time because it's just one of us down here. Oh, I'll finish my coffee before I go pick up that stiff. So, you know, it comes to the same thing. It's like, they'll hear there's a stabbing down here. I'll take them at least 30 minutes to get on the ball on it. unless one's driving by when it happens. It's like they all act like they're there for our protection. Well, they're there to beat us. They're there to take our baskets away with our only belongings. They see people go in the garbage, take out clothing. Cops come back. They take their basket away, throw it all in the dump. And all they do is they bring the basket to the dump and they just drop it off. So people's already been back to the dump, get their basket back and bring it back. They know you're sleeping outside in a doorway. If they could grab that blanket of yours, they'll grab it and throw it out. The more you freeze, the better it is for them. They think it's funny. Because they don't see it like, these people can really get help if they want it. They just look at it, they're all junkies, they're all no good, they're all thieves, they're all killers, they're all bad. That's how they see it. It's, we're all bad, we're not good. None of us is good down here. Even if you don't do drugs, you're not good. You don't do drugs, you're an alcoholic then. You know, there's nobody good down here. Even if there is, they don't see it. They don't want to see it. And the good people, it's people that's straight now, that's trying to make it in life. But what? They got no choice. They got to live on the east side because no place will take them because they don't got a credit. They don't got a good credit name. You don't own a car. You don't got an education. You can't rent that apartment building. Even if you're on disability too or welfare, it doesn't matter. You guys don't work. You guys get money from the government. You're all addicts. Not you're sick with cancer or colon cancer. No. Respiratory problems, heart problems. That don't matter. That's your drugs. It's got nothing to do with the drugs. I'm not on drugs. I got cancer because I did drugs. Bullshit. You know? But they just find us. It's a no-win situation. That's my opinion.
Tu penses qu'il y a des façons que la situation pourrait win?
I personally, I don't think so. Not down here. As long as I can remember, it's years we walked for homelessness, we walked for this and that. It's just gotten worse and worse and worse, and it's gonna get worse still. This ain't it. Watch next year. Before the Olympics come, you think this is rough? 2009. Watch 2010. More people will be getting beaten by the cops. They're allowed to. They got a badge. They're allowed to beat you up. You know. Yeah. Because they got a badge. They don't like your face. They want to kick it in. It's okay. They're cops. They'll come up with some reason. Oh, well, he threatened me. That's right. He threatened my partner. She threatened my partner. Even if it's not true. That's what they'll say. So they get away with it. They always get away with it. Don't matter. If you take it to court, you could be in court 10 years with them. They still get away with it. There's the odd ones that lost, but it's because you had a in there that actually seen what happened. That's the only reason why the person won their case in court. Because otherwise than that, you don't win. I don't care what they say, you don't win. It's a no-win situation down here. Don't matter all the effort you could try to do, it just doesn't work. They have these programs. How do you think they got programs? Like at Wish, they got certain programs. At Peer Support, they got programs. They got to pay the people to go. We'll give you $5. That's a 5-piece. You know what I mean?